Dan, good morning. How are you?
Hey, thank you so much for having me. Hey, Mully, Marshall, you guys are sounding great as usual. And Dustin really went all out on that intro.
Yeah, that's the great Brandon Fryer. Dustin just makes orders. That's about it. But Brandon does the hard work. Steve, getting into the Hall of Fame, I saw an interview with Misty again yesterday, and she basically said that the Hall of Fame has given them more time together, that this, what's going on, has helped him fight for his life through this horrible disease, ALS, and that he wanted nothing more than to go to the actual ceremony, which, of course, he's unable to do. But it's extraordinary what this has meant for him. I'm sure for you, Dan, everything you guys went together, winning a Super Bowl together. What can you tell us about what this fight has been like from your perspective?
Well, you've done a wonderful job of laying it out in the sense that it's an insidious, horrible disease. And I was over there a couple of days ago, and even though Steve has kind of leveled off, you know, there hasn't been as much attrition and atrophy and all the different things, but still, you know, the real insidious part of this is he can still, you know, his mind is still sharp. And when I go, I invariably, it's a one-sided conversation, but I tell old stories about there we were in St. Louis playing the Cardinals on a preseason night. And you can tell by looking in his eyes that, you know, obviously he understands implicitly. And that's what's so awful about this disease. The body is basically, it's useless. And the point that, you know, Misty made about them having more time together, there's no doubt in my mind that, you know, so many people that if you're afflicted with this, you know, there's options and maybe they want to just, you know, end it. But Steve has been unbelievably strong and resilient. And next Saturday, he will be inducted into, you know, the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Now, the reason I'm on today is to talk a little bit about the fact that the Ohio ALS Foundation has put together an amazing gala event. It's called the Mongo Hall Ball. Right. You can go online, Mongo Hall Ball. Buy tickets. You get to come and McMahon and Richard Dent and hopefully, Julius Peppers and Devin Hester are scheduled to be there. It's at the Starr County Fairgrounds, which is about a mile away, mile south of the actual Hall of Fame. But the point being is, it's to raise money. And the best part of the evening is the Chicago Six, the band that I was in with Steve McMichael. We're going to play. Otis Wilson and I will take the stage, and we'll play for an hour and a half. We're going to have a huge video tribute to Steve and his time with the band, almost twice. You know, think about this, Molly. I mean, the poor guy, 14 years of the NFL and then 8 years of the WWF and then 12 years of the Chicago. I mean, finally making it to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. What a journey. What a man.
Yeah, and this is going to be quite the event. Again, this is on August 2nd. It's from 6 to 10. It's Mongo's Hall Ball, a night to fight ALS. You mentioned the Starr County Fairgrounds in Canton, right by the Hall of Fame. And this is going to be a great chance to see some of the great players in Bears history, everybody coming out for this. And you mentioned the band playing. There's going to be all-you-can-eat food, a four-hour open bar. It is just the sort of thing that everybody should try to attend, try to get out to. And even if you can't get out there, you can feel free to go ahead and check out talgreeter.com. That's T-A-I-L greeter, G-R-E-E-T-E-R.com. Just search Mongo. You can contribute. You can sponsor. I mean, this is going to be like a night to remember for anybody that has been a Bears fan and that can appreciate the greatness of that defense, that Super Bowl winning team, and everything that that you guys meant to the city. Dan, obviously, you're a huge part of it, but Steve, next to you on that line, and I think everybody, whenever we talk about the greatest defenses ever put together, it starts with that.
No, you're so kind. And think about this, you know, the fact that Steve making it to the Hall of Fame, there will be three of the four defensive linemen on that Super Bowl team are in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Unheard of, you know, unmatched throughout the league. But the funny thing is, probably the most notorious one of the entire defensive line, William the Refrigerator Perry, was the most famous of all of those guys. I mean, you got to shake your head when you think about it. But those were some glorious times. And hey, as you guys so aptly describe it on a daily basis, maybe we're getting close to finding, you know, that recipe for success. Hopefully it comes pretty quick this year.
Dan, just to give people an idea of what this is like, what next week will be like. I mean, you were inducted yourself back in 2002. Can you kind of walk people through what the ceremony is, especially when you've got so much Bears love that's going to be out there? As you mentioned, both Julius Peppers, Devin Hester, and of course, Mongo all being honored. What do you think that atmosphere is going to be like?
Well, obviously, you know, with the fact that Steve has been afflicted with this horrible, horrible disease, that's going to create a vibe that, you know, the Hall of Fame has never had to deal with, and we're going to see how all that goes out. But at some point, you have to realize that what Deacon Jones told me some 20-something years ago, he said, hey, this is the granddaddy of awards banquets. And you know that. When you're on the stage, there's no other award banquet that you could ever attend that would mean more to you. Because, hey, let's be real. When you're 9 years old and you're playing, you know, in the dirt and playing football, blah, 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 yeah, I'm going to be in Canton. It doesn't happen. And to see someone like Steve McMichael finally, after almost 40 years of being retired, finally be able to break through and be named a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, it's, you know, obviously it's a huge, huge, you know, honor. But in your heart of hearts, and that's why I think Steve has lasted so long, there's a certain, what would you call it, justification that you say, hey, all I did to prepare, to train, to beat myself into a pulp on a, you know, daily basis all those years, well, it's finally paid off. So, you know, when I was over there the other day, I was, you know, I was telling him, you know, it's unlike anything you've ever seen. You know, and for the folks that's never been, they have a parade on the Saturday morning, which will be a week from tomorrow, and they have banquets, you know, the night before, the night after, all these different things. But the granddaddy of it all is the noon ceremony where they actually do the induction. And I was there, you know, of course, you know, a number of times, you know, Richard, Jimbo Colbert, other players. But obviously this one holds a special spot.
He's Dan Hampton, Pro Bowler at every position on the defensive line. Think about that. Unbelievable. Over the course of his career, Hall of Famer, and one of the great ever Bears. And Dan, I think as we, you know, think about you playing at this event, you know, you a great musician, a guy that legend has it, you know, you had an injury when you were a kid and you were in the high school band when the coach came over and was like, what are you doing, son? Get over here onto the football field. You were just you're just a large corporation of a man. And you have always been a great musician and always stuck with that. But who knows? You know, maybe if you hadn't grown out of that band uniform, we'd never know how wonderful a player you were.
Yeah, I could have been going around the country with a Grateful Dead.
Wow,
I mean, ungrateful. But Yeah, you know, the funny thing in this band obviously started long ago with Walter Payton as our drummer. Dave Duerson played horn. Some hockey guys were in it, wonderful guys. But anyway, we've had a lot of different incarnations. But Steve was such a big part of it, and Otis doing the Motown. So it's a hugely entertaining, you know, action-packed show, and we have a lot of songs, some parodies, like All in All, It's Just Another Ditka Bad Call, and, you know, all these different songs. So anyway, everybody has a hoot when they come, and we look forward to it. Again, go online. It's Mongo's Hall Ball, Mongo Hall Ball, and you can get all the information. It'll be the place to be in Canton, Ohio, in the world of pro football, the night after the Chicago Bears play their first preseason game.
Yeah, that'll be something, too. Hopefully the Bears live up to their history at some point or other this season. Should be a lot of fun, the new quarterback in town. Dan, it's a delight to talk to you. We appreciate you coming on. You're a great friend to Mongo. You're a great Hall of Famer and a great friend to all of us. We appreciate it, buddy.
You're too kind. God bless you, and go Bears!
There we go. That is Go Bears from Dan Hampton, the Hall of Famer himself. That's great stuff. Just go to talgreeter.com. That's TAILgreeter.com. Search Mongo, and you'll figure out how to get your tickets and how to get you can contribute, whatever it might be.